You know, people often call me and they say, so Chris, what's the one thing I really need to do so that I can increase my sales on eBay or online? And, you know, it's a bit of a tricky question because is it one thing? Certainly there's a whole heap of things that you can do, and doing one thing is better than not doing any of them at all. But what we've been able to find is a little bit of a secret sauce, if you like, that if you do these 10 things together, the benefit to your eBay store is exponential. It's not, you know, a nice increase. Over a 90-day period, if you consistently implement these, you get a nice big increase. So what am I doing? I'm putting together a little bit of a story around what are the 10 fatal eBay selling mistakes or traps that automotive recyclers make. How can we expose those so you can avoid making those mistakes? Today I want to talk a little bit about one of those, which is your title. The title on your eBay listing is really, really important. Let's face it. When someone reads the title, it's the first thing they see. I often say you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So make sure that first impression is really, really good. So let me give you an example. Let's say we're selling a Toyota Corolla 1.6 petrol engine 2012 model. Something like that. I'm just making this up here. So if I, as a seller, decided to put in that listing title, stock number 123, Corolla engine, 1600, and listed it. I suppose you'd have to put the year in, 2012. If you don't do that, then it's a real problem. Okay. You could say there's some information there. But what about if we said Toyota Corolla 2012 to 2015, assuming that was the year range, 1.6, petrol, maybe an engine code, and if we had it, the manufacturer part number for that engine. Now, all of a sudden, we've just hit all the keywords. What am I looking for? If I'm an online buyer, I'm looking for Toyota Corolla, I'm looking for the year, I'm looking for the size of my engine, 1.6, well, mine's a petrol, not a diesel. A whole heap of information there. You know, maybe I know what the engine code is, right? Maybe I know what the engine number is because the manufacturer part number is because the mechanic gave it to me. I can search by that. So the keywords are critical. The other thing that's really important about that is how you format that. You know, it's really important from a perception perspective how the customer sees that and how they feel comfortable and you build trust with the customer. That title is formatted nicely. And the result that gets is, again, that first impression, the customer doesn't say, too hard. The customer looks and says, geez, that looks really professional. And it's true. You can look at some titles, even if they've got exactly the same information in them, capitals, lowercase, you know, bad spelling, it makes a difference to how the customer sees it. Okay, you know, my good friend Rob Rainwater does a lot of the sales training, and I urge you to look at his YouTube channel, Great Profiteering Consulting. And a lot of the times he'll talk about that selling isn't about selling a part, it's about building a relationship, and it's 100% correct. This relationship you're trying to build, whether it's on the phone or whether it's online, is real. You need to build a relationship. You need to create a link between the buyer and the seller, right? And in the online world, you just need to do it slightly differently. You need to think about it differently in order to get that different result you're looking for. So look, I hope that helps. That's one of the 10 traps, I suppose, fatal eBay traps that I'm exposing here. You can fix that yourself, but you do need to focus on it. So look out for some more of my videos. I'll be putting the 10 fatal eBay traps, eBay selling traps exposed online soon, but here's one for you. Take note and look forward to seeing you on the next video. Cheers.